10% off. See thompsoncreek.com for details.
This winter weather can be brutal on your rugs and carpets. They need a deep-down professional clean. You need Hadid. Right now, get our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. For details, go to joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
805 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading across the Woodrow Wilson Bridge out of Maryland back near St. Barnabas Road, Virginia. Those delays are easing across the bridge span. Had focused on the earlier crash, 295 North near the Naval Research Lab. It's still slow coming off the Beltway, but the closer you get to where the crash was, now that it's out of the travel lanes, the better the pace. George Washington Parkway southbound near the overlooks. That's where your delays begin. Takes you down to the Key Bridge. Had the incident Key Bridge block the right lane. And then the volume for everyone over the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge slows over the 14th Street Bridge as well. Now for Maryland, the Beltway, Outer Loop in Bethesda, Old Georgetown Road, just after the exit, that crash, they just were able to get everyone over to the right shoulder. So coming around from 270 to that point, slow. Then traffic gets released a bit. Heavy again at River Road and topside through Silver Spring. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Strong cold front headed our way. Out ahead of the front today, mix of clouds and sun and unseasonably warm with record high temperatures expected. Highs near 80. Rain tonight near 50. Showers and 53 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 63 in Stafford, 57 in Kensington, 57 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. Some Montgomery County high school students plan a mass walkout this morning to go lobby Congress for gun control. Get the latest at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
WMAL. All right, stay tuned. A lot more ahead, including the great one, Mark Levin, joining us. 8:35 this morning. You want to stay tuned for that? I'm Vince Colonies alongside Mary Walter.
And joining us right now is Elizabeth Schultz. She is with the Fairfax County School Board. She's a member of that school board, and we're going to find out how they intend to keep the children in their school system safe. Elizabeth, good morning. Welcome back to Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning, Vince and Mary.
So this is a sad reason to have you on, you know, discussing what we can do to keep our kids safe in a space where, as children, we always felt safe at school, but not so anymore, and a lot of things have changed. Is the school district, the Fairfax County School District, doing anything to change with the times?
Listen, it's been a rough week. We have children, parents, teachers, employees on edge, not just in Fairfax, but around the country. But the time has come to have some pragmatic solutions. We're at a point where everything has to be on the table, and everyone should be at the table. This is not a job right now for traumatized children. It's not a job where we need another federal agency to be put in place to take over school security. You know, there aren't one-size-fits-all answers here, but there are some common threads. Certainly an armed presence that says we're going to value our children and our teachers and our employees and our buildings has to be part of a threat deterrent that we begin. But education policy is made by the 90,000 school board members in our country. It isn't made by Congress. It isn't made in state general assemblies. It's made by school boards. And so school boards have to lead the way. It is not by resolution. We cannot talk about this anymore. We have to begin the pragmatic work that brings people to the table that says that there are 50.5 million school children in our school across the country. There's almost more than 189,000 right here in Fairfax in 196 schools. There's not a single approach for a school that is on a two-lane road with a park and a golf course behind it that's going to be the same as a school that's on a major thoroughfare that's co-located with another school that's surrounded by commercial businesses. But we have to begin with some common threads of increasing security and talking about armed presence to protect our most precious resources.
How much receptivity is there on the Fairfax County School Board for this idea? Are you alone here?
Well, we're bringing in, I'm bringing it to the board tomorrow night before our regular board session. I'm introducing something that's called a forum topic that gets the conversation going of how we begin a new work thread for the board, something that's outside of our regular work stream. And the thing that we have to start with is we're doing a very good job, at least in Fairfax County. We have a very professional security staff. A lot of the security that are in schools are ex-law enforcement officers who care very deeply about protecting the kids, but they're not allowed to bring a gun on school grounds. You know, this is where we're right back to that our children are vulnerable because we've placed them in targeted locations where we say there are no guns except for the perpetrators. And we're going to have everybody not retreat to their corners, but retreat from their corners and come to the table with open minds about how we're going to go about this. And people are going to have to let go of preconceived notions about how this is going to take place. We're not going to have the institutional arrogance that we know how to do it. We don't know how to do it. We know what we're doing well, at least here, but what we do in Fairfax often reverberates across the country. And for once, I want what we do here to be very good, very protective, and very thoughtful, because whatever we do here may wind up, you know, in other places across the country. And that could be a good thing, but it is going to require sort of setting aside, you know, heavy partisan blades, intent of, you know, taking away people's 400 million guns. We have to start by saying, you know what, we don't have it right yet, but we can do it better. But it is going to require a lot of work,
Elizabeth.
Very calm, thoughtful voices, and not making knee-jerk decisions in the middle of a storm where people's emotions are very, very raw.
Okay, Elizabeth, give me the state of play here in Fairfax County. Right now, cops, do they carry firearms in school?
School resource officers that are in our high schools and in our middle schools are uniformed officers, and they do carry guns. School security, which are often ex-law enforcement officers who are FCPS employees, do not.
Okay. So some do, but the security officers don't. And what is the number of security officers and or police assigned to any given school?
Well, that's going to vary, and I'm not sure that we're necessarily going to divulge that publicly. There are parts of this that you don't necessarily want on the.
Okay, but your case, Elizabeth, is you'd like to increase the presence of police and to increase the presence of armed protection for students.
Well, certainly. And then if you have security personnel attributed by the board through its appropriated money, through nearly $3 billion operating budget, if it's a 2,000-student school versus a 4,000-student school, maybe the formula should be different.
You know, you spoke about how what happens in Fairfax County often resonates across the country, but there are other parts of the country that have already led the way in this. You have two school districts in Texas that have been doing this for a couple of years, and they have signs outside their school. They have what they call school marshals, and these are staff, teachers and staff at the schools who go through psychological evaluations, that go through training, that are interviewed by the sheriff, and they have signs outside these schools that say, be aware that the staff at our Argyle ISD, Independent School District, are armed and may use whatever force is necessary to protect our students. You have a sheriff now in a county in Ohio who has asked for volunteers in the schools, teachers, to sign up for a similar program. You have the state of Florida discussing that this is something that they may now do. So that you do have a blueprint across the country in other schools that have been doing this for a couple of years that you could very easily follow.
That's the institutional humility that we need, which is that we don't necessarily have all the answers already pre-populated here in Fairfax. And it is going to require some setting aside of some preconceived notions, and that maybe there are some best practices elsewhere.
But it seems like
it may include things that make people uncomfortable. But I will tell you, you know, what some people find uncomfortable is no comparison to what is universally uncomfortable, which is we don't have a certified solution that we can say without reserve that every child in every school is going to be protected no matter what. And that takes a bit of both individual and institutional humility that, you know, I'm asking us all to have, because our kids deserve it. Our
yes.
teachers deserve it. Our coaches deserve it. Our employees deserve it. And being able to say, we're going to consider everything, whether it's you're going to hold up an ID to a camera at a door and be asked, you know, a couple of questions before you're ever buzzed into a building. That could be one. Armed undercover presence, armed licensed contractors, volunteers. Fairfax County has the largest
right.
veteran population in the United States of America. There are ways to do this,
yes.
but it isn't by proclamation making that this is going to be done. It is by rolling up our sleeves and having some difficult conversations, having some assessments with our existing staff, and exploring potential
right.
best practices that exist beyond our borders here in Fairfax.
Elizabeth Schultz, thank you. I agree. Protect our students first, disarming the public and hoping the students fare well after that, not the immediate course of action in the wake of something like this. Elizabeth, really appreciate you joining us.
Keep our kids in your thoughts this week.
Undoubtedly. 8:15 here, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes now, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
For sure, we'll do that. And let's take you now on to 66, your eastbound trip. We'll have the slowdowns, Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks, and now the crash. Eastbound 66, if you're heading up to the Beltway, just happened here. It's right in the middle of the roadway, right at the split, whether you're continuing inside the Beltway through Falls Church or exiting at the Beltways. So right in the middle, again, so far left, far right, getting by this crash on 66 eastbound. On the Beltway, Virginia, boy, we have a slow go. It's going to be a while to recover from this. Springfield to the American Legion Bridge. So this tour will be with us this entire 8 o'clock hour. Had the earlier crash near the Legion Bridge, even though it was quickly cleared to the shoulder. That was our distraction focal point of delays. DC 295 northbound, one of our latest problems now. New crash reported near the Naval Research along the left side this time. Bladensburg Road, if you're coming inbound right as you come up to South Dakota Avenue, I'm getting initial reports of wires that are down. Police are trying to direct around that area. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today, sunshine and clouds mixed. Get ready. Record high temperatures expected. A high of 79 degrees. I had to reconsider jacket weather this morning. Tonight, rain showers this evening with overcast skies overnight. A low near 50. Tomorrow, cloudy with showers. A high of 53. Right now, Reagan National is 61 degrees, 8:17 on WMAL. All right, so we were just talking guns in Fairfax County schools, how to protect the kids. And again, just to reiterate the point, doesn't it seem that the first instinct should be, hey, why don't we just protect the children first, then you can deal with all the other public policy things you want to deal with? The goal should be to protect the kids. Well, one columnist at CNN thinks the answer to all of this is to let children vote. Let the children vote. I think that's the answer to this. When in doubt, turn to the kids and let them take over. When tough times hit, the adults need to roll over. That's the answer here. When you can't change laws, says Joshua Douglas in a column on CNN yesterday, when you can't change laws, change who decides the lawmakers. Mm-hmm. After the shooting in Florida, liberals have gone on a quick crusade for stricter gun control laws, and you've got this writer saying that, quote, lowering the voting age has the potential to increase turnout significantly. One of the biggest predictors of whether someone will vote is if they voted previously, yet turning 18 is a tough time to expect young people to start the habit of voting because there's so much else going on, is what he's saying. They're usually leaving home for school or the workforce, and they must navigate the hurdles of registering and requesting an absentee ballot if they're not home. They just have too much other stuff going on in their life to vote. But if we change the voting age and let younger people do it, they can focus just ever so specifically on voting for Democratic Party causes.
Well, I believe that children are our future. You should teach them well and let them lead
the way.
Yeah, you got me.
I just made that up.
Where I was going. But instead of teach them well, we should indoctrinate them well and then let them lead the way.
So let the kids vote. This is not the first time, by the way.
Stupid.
That it's been said. Harvard Law Professor Lawrence Tribe earlier this week also suggested this. Was like, hey, let's let kids vote. Let's you know what? let's just roll over and let the children take over.
What's interesting, what bothers me is, and I ask this question, is where are the parents in all this? Why are parents allowing their children to be used? They're being pawns. Sadly, these children are being used to promote a political agenda. Now, I can only assume that the parents are on board with the political agenda, but if I wanted to take a day off and hop on a bus to go somewhere to protest something, my parents would have been like, yeah, not happening. Get back in school. Do you know what I mean?
I couldn't even imagine sort of what they're dealing with, but I tell you, I mean, just,
you're right.
Like just a week, not even a week now. Today's Wednesday.
Right.
The shooting has not happened yet, based on the timeline, a week ago yet. And this is where we are in the process. You have survivors of this shooting who are being, in many cases, exploited for their gun views in order to, you know, project them and expand a push for gun control around the United States. What an unbelievable thing. Now, meanwhile, over on MSNBC, they're making this into a false choice. You either pick kids' lives or guns. That's it. Those are the only choices you have. Here's Katie Turr.
And coming up, kids or guns? What do you value more? Students from South Florida head north to confront Governor Rick Scott. We're on the bus with them.
That's an authentic choice, huh? Kids or guns? Those are your choices. Pick one, and then we just get rid of the other.
It's just, again, this is perfect. I have to give the left a lot of credit because they found a group of, as I said, useful pawns with whom you cannot argue. They're mourning children who have been through something absolutely horrific. So you now have to listen to them and anything they say. Well, you can't argue with them. As you said yesterday, they're unimpeachable. You cannot have a discussion with them.
Well, one of the survivors, one of the kids from the school pointed out, like, hey, there's a bunch of kids in my school who are actually not on that side of the aisle. But the media is not giving them any time. I mean, this kid is saying that the media is using us, using my fellow students, for a gun control scheme. So where's that kid? Why isn't that kid on primetime?
Right.
Why isn't that kid being interviewed about his views? Well, it just so happens that they don't conform with the views they're looking for.
But see, I even know people who are on the left who absolutely admit that these kids are being used to push a political agenda, but because they believe in the political agenda, it's absolutely okay with them. It doesn't seem to be much of a question anymore about what's being done here.
More on this in a moment, as celebrities are pouring money into this cause and how it's going to affect Washington, D.C. That's straight ahead, 822 on WMAL.
Recent changes to reverse mortgages make them even more desirable. Call 202-625-1221 right now or cornerstonefirst.com.
Well, missing or damaged teeth? Yeah, you know, they can keep you from all sorts of things in your life. Eating the foods you love, affecting your job, all of your relationships, everything. Just being able to smile. That can be fixed. No matter how long it's been since you've seen a dentist, the Cascade Center for Dental Health, they're the place to go because they've got that incredible staff that's no criticism, no judgment, and so warm that you won't regret this, trust me. What sets them apart is their experience. Dr. Ruparelia is one of the most highly trained and experienced full-mouth dental implant surgeons in the entire D.C. area. They can perform at Cascades your procedure in one office with one doctor and in many cases just one day, and they save you so much time and money. You know, most offices send their cases to outside labs. They shop them out, so whatever they need done, it goes out of state or even out of the country. Cascades fabricates their teeth on site in their incredible custom lab, providing a more stable, longer-lasting, higher-end outcome at a lower cost. I've seen these teeth. Your grandma could defend your home with these things. They're incredible. I tell you what, the Cascade Center offers an incredible 10-year guarantee on their work. You owe it to yourself to see Cascade's many success stories at CascadesDental.com and call at 866-25-SLEEP. That's 866-25-SLEEP.
If you stand
this winter weather can be brutal on your rugs and carpets. Salt, dirt, grime gets buried deep. And the damage it can cause? With every step you take, these particles grind away like sandpaper. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. You need Hadid. For more than 60 years, it's a name you can trust. We use our time-honored tradition of painstakingly washing each rug by hand to remove every speck of dirt. And if your rug is in need of repair, our team of professionals are dedicated to restoring your precious rug, making them look like new again. And right now, for a very limited time, take advantage of our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. That's right, I said it, absolutely free. For pickup and delivery, call now, 703-241-1111, or online at JoeHadid.com. That's JoeHadid.com.
This is David Muir with ABC's World News Tonight. You live in a very special place for news, where your local news is world news. And you can trust our team to cover it all and get the day's latest breaking news straight to you when you get home tonight. First, ABC 7 News at 6 with Jonathan Elias, Michelle Marsh, and Chief Meteorologist Bill Kelly. Followed by us here at ABC's World News Tonight at 6:30. Together, going straight to the heart of the story, no matter if it's next door or nations away. ABC 7 News at 6, followed by ABC's World News Tonight at 6:30 on your side tonight.
8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Vince, it's a long haul this morning on the Virginia Beltway for commuters. If you're leaving 95 or anywhere along the way through Annandale Tyson's toward the Legion Bridge, solid lineup, all from an earlier crash near the bridge span, which has been cleared for some time. In fact, it was over to the shoulder almost immediately, but seeing all that activity has slowed us again out of Springfield to the Legion Bridge, and the feeder roads getting up to the Beltway quite slow as well. On the George Washington Parkway southbound, before you get to the overlooks, I'm looking at these delays. Pretty solid lineup here to get to the inbound Key Bridge, where crews were dealing with the crash right near the exit for the Whitehurst Freeway. That was along the right side. With the George Washington Parkway very slow like this, Spout Run Parkway very slow to merge on, so you pick up the extra volume as well. Heads up on 66, the crash eastbound right as you come up to the Beltway, right in the center of the roadway. Maryland Wilson Bridge backups before St. Barnabas Road, then going north on 295 near the Naval Research Lab. Our second crash of the morning, this one along the left side, so watch for police there. Update is sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help within 24 hours. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-430-4149, 800-430-4149. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, let's check the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Unseasonably warm temperatures for us here again today. Mix of clouds and sun, could see a few showers late. Record high temperatures expected with a high near 80, rain tonight. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
61 degrees in the nation's capital, 827 on WMAL. Some quick breaking news for you here. Reverend Billy Graham has passed away. Dead at 99. WMAL News will have more as we hit the bottom of the hour here for you on that. But I want to go back to quickly what's going on in the D.C. area and some other things. D.C. area students are planning a walkout today and a rally at the Capitol. Hundreds of students in the D.C. area are expected to walk out of their classes Wednesday to call for gun control legislation. And so this is something that we can expect. Students from Montgomery, Bethesda, Chevy Chase, Blair, and other Maryland and D.C. schools are planning to participate in Wednesday's protest. Additionally, I mentioned celebrities getting involved. There's a March 24th March for Our Lives March going to be scheduled. $500,000 donations each from the Clooneys, the Spielbergs, the Katzenbergs, and Oprah, and a whole bunch more as they support a push for gun control.
You
so things to look out for.
Think any of those, the Clooneys, Spielbergs, Katzenbergs, Oprah, will be giving up their private armed security by any chance? Just, you know, to be in solidarity with the rest of us.
The answer to that is no. 828 on WMAL.
Hi, Adam Kincaid here, owner of Valor Roofing. And for quite a while now, you've heard me talk about the core principles that Valor Roofing is built upon. Honor, respect, and trust. As Valor has become one of the most hired and referred roofers in our region, we continue to receive praise from our customers. 9 out of 10 surveyed gives us 5 stars. On behalf of our entire company, I want to say thank you for trusting Valor to install over 1,200 projects last year. For those of you still in need of a new roof, there's no better time to call. Now through the end of February, when you hire Valor to replace your roof, I'll give you the shingles on the backside of your home completely free when you buy them for the front. Plus, you'll get a free upgrade to HD architectural shingles. Help me help our veterans in need through Valor's Raise a Roof for a Vet campaign, which is dedicated to replacing the roof of a local disabled combat vet each quarter. $1 for every bundle of shingles we install goes back to our veterans. Learn more about how we help America's heroes at ValorExteriors.com. Call for your free estimate today, 703-721-4931, or visit ValorExteriors.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-457-1337. That's 800-457-1337. 800-457-1337. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A lot going on here, and they're seeing another breaking news item. The Secret Service saying that there's a suspicious vehicle near 17th Street Northwest right now. The new executive office building being evacuated. Road closures established and traffic will be impacted. So if you're in the area, that's what's happening. 8:30 now on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Breaking news this hour, evangelist Billy Graham has died at age 99. That word confirmed by the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Time magazine once called Billy Graham the Pope of the Protestant movement. We'll have more details on the death of Billy Graham as they come in. A U.S. Park police officer is being treated at this hour for a gunshot wound after apparently being accidentally shot this morning while serving a search warrant in Northwest Washington. Authorities say it happened around 7 o'clock at an address on Kansas Avenue Northwest. Some students from three high schools in Montgomery County say they plan to leave class this morning and gather on Capitol Hill for a rally in support of legislative action on gun violence. The Florida House has rejected an attempt to take up a bill designed to prevent the sale and possession of assault weapons. This just as some survivors of last week's high school shooting in Florida arrive in Tallahassee to lobby lawmakers.
These Stoneman Douglas students say they decided to meet with lawmakers to be sure some good can come from such a tragedy.
We're trying to save the lives of innocent children, and if you're not for that, then we're going to vote you out.
We're going to Tallahassee for reform, for change.
This high school student says meeting one-on-one with state leaders is important.
Getting our voices heard face-to-face so they can't hide from us.
Time will tell how effective the conversations are, and more events are planned in the future, including a march on Washington. I'm Clayton Neville.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 24,965, the Nasdaq at 72,34. Sports sponsored by Lidl, the Caps lose to Tampa Bay. In Pyeongchang, the U.S. men's hockey team loses to the Czech Republic in a shootout, and skier Lindsey Vonn wins the bronze in her signature event, the Ladies Downhill. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
At Lidl, find Farmer's Market quality for less. Now through Thursday, apples and pears are 30% off. Lidl's Honeycrisp apples were $2.49 per pound, now only $1.74. Try high-quality groceries at delightfully low prices. Lidl, rethink grocery.
Get ready to start flipping houses overnight for a nice profit. The Envy Real Estate Academy is now giving away their Fortunes in Flipping Kit for free. This kit has helped thousands of rookie investors learn how to flip houses for large profits, and it can help you too. Call now to get your free kit and learn the secrets of flipping houses with other people's money or partnering with the Envy Real Estate Academy Network to get your deals funded. Plus, you'll get their new groundbreaking tax lien investing kit that'll show you how to earn government-secured returns up to 18% annually and how to buy highly discounted tax-delinquent properties. So if you're ready to make some extra cash, call 1-800-795-5658 now to get your free kit. Call 800-795-5658 now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training with a free meal, a smartwatch, and flash drive loaded with vital information, plus a national government auction list of properties for sale, all free just for attending. Call 800-795-5658. That's 800-795-5658. Call now.
There are many memorable moments in life. Graduation, your first car, your first kiss. Hi, I'm Debbie with Your Home Now Mortgage. Let us help you create another memorable moment when you buy your new home. We'll make it easy and stress-free. Mention this ad and we'll give you a $1,000 credit at closing.
Your Home Now Mortgage. Go to yhnmortgage.com or call 833-888-1NOW. That's yhnmortgage.com or call 833-888-1669.
NMLS number 862539. Equal housing lender.
Alban Cat, your local Caterpillar dealer specializing in earth-moving equipment since 1927, wants to offer a custom solution just for you. To find out what best fits your needs, visit their showroom on Hornbaker Road in Manassas or digwithcat.com. Dealer territory restrictions may apply.
Bray & Scarf is rocking the appliance world. Because while President's Day is over, our President's Day sale is still going on. Come in today and discover the aggressive offers we've put together on all the top brand name appliances, including deep discounts, exclusive double rebates on select GE Profile and KitchenAid packages, and the lowest prices guaranteed. You'll save $600 on a 24 cubic foot GE French door refrigerator, just $18.99. Or get $270 off a Maytag Energy Star top load washer with a huge 5.3 cubic foot capacity, just $6.29. Bray & Scarf is the number one local and independent appliance dealer in Maryland and Virginia, known for expert advice and personal attention. It's our biggest sale of the year. So if you're even thinking about buying an appliance in 2018, this is the time, and Bray & Scarf is the place. Visit any of Bray & Scarf's 13 locations or go to brayandscarf.com.
February is National Time Management Month, so there's no better time to start saving time on parking your car. So don't park. Spot Hero. Plus, take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, have a closure in Northwest D.C. 17th Street shut down between Pennsylvania Avenue and H Street with police department activity. Now, even though 18th is open, I would not commit to that. That is jammed solid over to 14th, 15th Street. Those are open. But again, 17th closed between Pennsylvania and H Street. Now, this also puts heavy pressure on East Street coming off of the East Street Expressway and the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. So everyone heading out of Virginia into D.C. also affected with that closure of 17th Street. Also closed because of a downed pole and wires. Bladensburg Road coming inbound at South Dakota Avenue. They've shut that down. Now you cannot get through that intersection. Watch for police to work you around. On 66 eastbound at the Beltway, trying to get past the crash here right at the merge for the Beltway. They have everybody over to the safety zone, but still a lot going on, and they're still getting a couple tow trucks in there, so they may have a lane closure from time to time. Inner loop of the Virginia Beltway, it's one of those mornings just been so slow. Springfield to the Legion Bridge due to an earlier morning crash gone. Maryland Beltway, we're still pretty solid into Silver Spring and coming off of 270 out of Clarksburg and onto the spur. Now from garage door repair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Record high temperatures expected for us here today, out ahead of a strong cold front headed our way. Mix of clouds and sun. Could see a few showers late with a high near 80. Rain tonight near 50. Showers and much cooler tomorrow, lower 50s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL. Right now, 63 in Gainesville, 62 in Silver Spring, 61 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. At AM 630. WMAL. You're simply the
best. Ah, that means the great one, Mark Levin, is with us. Mark, so honored to have you with us on Mornings on the Mall.
Wow, it's great to be here. Thank you.
And I would like to be the first to congratulate you. Your brand new show, Life, Liberty, and Levin, airs, makes its debut on the Fox News Channel Sunday at 10 p.m. Congratulations.
Well, thanks. You know, I tried to get on CNN, but they wouldn't have me.
Well, and now we all get to judge whether you really have a face for radio, see?
Well, I have a voice for TV and a face for radio, trust me.
There you go. So tell us about the show. What's it going to be about?
Well, I want this show to be a long-form interview program. Our first guest is Walter Williams, as an example, who was really spectacular, real solid intellectual, libertarian, conservative. I want to get back to promoting the values, traditions, institutions of America. You know, each day we debate all these issues and so forth, but I really don't think there's enough of a learning experience or engagement on our principles taking place out there. And I remember when I was growing up as a kid, you could turn on Buckley and shows like that, and you did that. So I want to do that. So there won't be a conga line of guests. It'll be typically one guest, maybe two. We'll spend the entire hour going over a number of issues, philosophy, history, economics, yes, current events, and so forth. But I want it to be worthwhile, and I want people to think that they've spent their time well at 10 p.m. on Sundays. And I really want to change that slot on TV, much like we changed the 6 p.m. slot on radio.
Yeah. So if there's not going to be a conga line of guests, is that your way of telling Vince and I that we are never going to be on your show?
Hey, whoa, easy there.
I don't know. Are you good in a conga line? I don't know.
Mary's excellent. I think it's important that the show is called Life, Liberty, and Levin, not just because it's catchy, but because the first two planks of that, life and liberty, are exactly the debate that we're reckoning with right now when we talk about gun control and also people's rights to have guns in the United States. Yesterday, the president signaled that he'd be open to moving towards bump stocks and handling maybe different something legislatively with background checks. Were you encouraged when you heard the president say that, or is he fighting on the wrong turf?
No, listen, the country's moving in the wrong direction on so many fronts, and this is one of them. We really do not appreciate the Bill of Rights and Liberty. All we hear about is freedom of the press. You know, and I get these calls saying, you know, well, there were only muskets back then. Really? Well, there were only pamphlets back then, too. So maybe we ought to take a look at cable TV and network TV. But, of course, the problem here is none of this will solve anything. They'll pass some kind of law. It won't work. They'll pass another law. It won't work. That's what progressives do, and that's what cowardly Republicans do. My idea is that every school district should have at least 10% of the firepower that Capitol Hill has to protect those politicians up there. So in other words, school districts have to decide if they want to protect their kids, if they want to protect their classrooms. Local city councils and mayors, counties have to decide. Some sheriffs are doing it. You need people in those schools who can take on all comers. They don't have to be ubiquitous. Better that they're not. I'm not the expert, but I do know this. I'm not waiting around for the federal government to pass a law to protect my home. I have an alarm system. I have my weapons. I'm going to protect my family and my property. And I would say that people out there who pay an enormous amount in property taxes every year to send their kids to school to be indoctrinated on left-wing agendas, to eat stupid stuff at lunch, you ought to start putting your foot down, going to your school board meetings and say, you know what? You protect my kids in this school. Washington can't do it. These knucklehead politicians in Washington, they've screwed up our health care system, our immigration system. They've driven the debt through the roof. And then we turn on them, rely on them to reach all the way into our local schools to protect our kids. They're pushing an ideological agenda. The media are completely out of control. You want to protect our kids? Then damn it, protect our kids. Protect them right there in the classroom.
Well, and so what do you say when you hear President Trump doing a listening tour with these kids? I mean, the left is very smart. They're using these kids. You can't argue with them. They're suffering. They just survived a shooting. It's very brilliant on their part. And now you see the president says, well, I'm going to meet with them.
What do I say to the left?
What would you say to the president?
What's that?
What would you say to the president? Because he's choosing to meet with them.
Well, the president can meet with them. Look, it's almost irrelevant. Seriously, there's two problems here. One is protecting the kids in the classroom. The president can't do it.
Right.
Congress can't do it. The other is protecting our Bill of Rights. I keep hearing this line about you don't need this and you don't need that. I've been saying for 15 years on the radio, it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. We could all go through there and say what people need and what they don't need. Those are to be revered. But since we don't teach the Bill of Rights, people don't understand them. Since we don't teach the Second Amendment, people don't understand them. We have more deaths in this country with pistols and handguns by far. Out of all the murders in this country, less than 300 are done with rifles, and yet they want to outlaw the AR-15, or the AR-15 should be limited to people who are over 21 or over 25. Okay, great. How many people will that save overall? One other thing. I keep noticing that they keep wanting to push the age to 21, age to 21 to drink, age to 21 to own weapons. Okay, fine. Then you shouldn't be eligible to fight for this country until you're 21. I am sick and tired of millennials in this country getting the bum rap that they get. We're the ones who created the debt. We're the ones who gave tenure to Marxist professors. We're the ones who've created the scenario in which they live, and then we wonder why. Gee, why are they so liberal? Because we make them liberal. That's why they're so liberal. It's not really their fault. It's our fault.
I want to ask you about a Supreme Court case that I know you tracked, one that the Supreme Court is refusing to hear. Justice Clarence Thomas, very upset, saying that the Supreme Court does not give due deference to the Second Amendment at all after they turned down hearing a case about a 10-day waiting period to purchase guns in California. Of course, the Nutty Ninth was involved in getting this case up towards the Supreme Court, the court refusing to hear it. What was your reaction?
You know, the very first book I wrote was called Men in Black, about the Supreme Court. Supreme Court is enormously political. The trajectory is progressive. The progressives use the court, the bureaucracy, the unelected branches to advance their agenda. And so you have the hardline leftists on the court who never buckle on this issue. Then you have people like Roberts and Kennedy who do buckle on issues like this. And apparently we're now going to pick and choose what aspects of the Bill of Rights deserve protection and which don't.
Yes.
And by not taking the case, they know full well what they're doing. They're allowing these states and these cities to abuse the Second Amendment. I can assure you, if they were abusing freedom of the press, that they'd take up the case on an emergency basis. So that's it's right. Very, very troubling when there's really nowhere to turn in the federal government for law and order. Now, this is one of the reasons I push Article 5 Convention of States, yep. which is also in the Constitution, so the people of this country can start to rein in the federal government and empower themselves. I don't mean populism. I mean through republicanism and make decisions for themselves and their communities.
Well, Mark Levin, I'm glad you're thinking this through. We're also glad to share space on the dial with you, and congratulations to again for your show. Sundays at 10, you'll be able to watch him on the Fox News Channel on Life, Liberty, and Levin. Mark Levin, the great one. Thank you, sir.
You guys are great. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Really glad to have you this morning. 8:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince. Boy, we're just not out of the woods yet in some areas. Baltimore, Washington Parkway, to name one of many. Southbound with a crash in Laurel. So if you're heading southbound, say coming south of Jessup, you're going to hit delays right near 32 to get you past 198 down toward 197 with that accident. Also on 197, Laurel Bowie Road, trying to get to the BW Parkway. Not just slow getting there, but we have a crash. The two separate incidents going on the northbound side of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. You're fine. No problems. No major delays heading out of Greenbelt and pushing up in toward Jessup, toward the airport. Now, heading in through town, we have a closure still in northwest. This is what we call the gridlock when everybody is trying to get toward these streets and these corridors, not moving. 17th Street is shut down between Pennsylvania Avenue and H Street. 18th is open, but I would not commit to that. This is also slowing East Street coming off the East Street Expressway, trying to head over toward that stretch in northwest of 17th and 18th Street. 14th and 15th Street open, but again, everyone getting bunched up here through town. So heading into town is going to be quite a mess here. On Bladensburg Road, inbound closed at South Dakota Avenue. Accident brought down utility pole and wires. Much police direction, please. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Record high temperatures expected for us here today, out ahead of a strong cold front headed our way. Mix of clouds and sun. Could see a few showers late with a high near 80. Rain tonight near 50. Showers and much cooler tomorrow, lower 50s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 62 degrees in the nation's capital, 8:47 on WMAL. A bunch of things happening over the course of the past week regarding Russia. Those indictments come out, 13 indictments against Russians for trolling during and after the election. Not just on the election, just on divisions within America. But something happened here. A vice president at Facebook by the name of Rob Goldman. He's Facebook's vice president of advertising. He posted a series of messages on Twitter over the weekend, which I thought was interesting because he works at Facebook, but he's posting on Twitter, but regardless. And in those messages, he declares the following. Most of the coverage of Russian meddling involves their attempt to affect the outcome of the 2016 U.S. election. I've seen all the Russian ads, and I can say very definitively that swaying the election was not the main goal. Additionally, he writes, very excited to see the Mueller indictment. We shared Russian ads with Congress, Mueller and the American people, to help the public understand how the Russians abused our system. Still, there are key facts about the Russian actions that are still not well understood. So he went out of his way to basically declare, like, hey, guys, it's not really about the election. They didn't even focus that much on the election. Well, then the president of the United States retweeted him. And that's when all hell broke loose. Because now, you work at Facebook, dude. You're supposed to be part of the resistance. What are you thinking? So they came down on him. He is not allowed to speak to the press at this moment. He's not responding to requests for comment. He's been buried. This guy's, he's gone. He's disappeared.
They've got him in stocks in the atrium at Facebook, and they just throw tomatoes and produce at him.
And meanwhile, so Facebook issued a terse message. The special counsel has issued its indictments, and nothing we found contradicts their conclusions. Any suggestion otherwise is wrong. That's it. that's the full statement responding to this. So they were having to grapple with the fact that a presidential retweet earned them some attention that they weren't expecting.
That they didn't want.
I guess.
And did they apologize for having an employee who thinks for himself?
They didn't apologize.
No.
They just clarified.
Oh, I'm sorry. So they clarified that they have one got through. There's an employee that thinks for himself, we'll get rid of him.
Meanwhile, Facebook, CNN caught up with a woman who shared some of this. Here's, oh, we don't have time for it. All right. Well, CNN was chasing down, Mike McKay just gave me the, you better not. CNN chasing down people who shared Russian news stuff from these trolls on the internet. Be like, how could you do this? How could you? Are you concerned that you share it? I don't know. Are you concerned you've been promoting the Steele dossier for, like, 2 years? 849 on WMAL.
Did you ever get tired of being right?
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I have no problem with that.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Have you actually tried to hire somebody lately? Well, it's a big old pain in the rear, as you probably know. Because if you post to job boards, it's not even clear you're going to get responses. And if you do, how do you know that you're actually even getting quality candidates? Well, let me tell you, there's a place where people go daily to grow professionally and explore job opportunities. In fact, 70% of the U.S. workforce is there, LinkedIn. You know, you already know LinkedIn is the world's largest professional network. You probably have a LinkedIn profile yourself. It's a great way to find great talent. Just ask any of the hundreds of thousands of businesses who've posted to LinkedIn jobs over the past year. And because LinkedIn considers skills, experiences, location, and more to match and promote your job to potential candidates, businesses rate LinkedIn jobs 40% higher than job boards at delivering quality candidates. That means fewer resumes that you're throwing in the trash. 22 million professionals view and apply to jobs on LinkedIn every week in every industry, even yours and mine. Don't settle for posting and hoping the right person will find your role and apply. Instead, go to LinkedIn.com/WMAL and get a $50 credit toward your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/WMAL for your $50 credit today. Terms and conditions apply.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Are some cigarettes less harmful than others? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Tobacco companies are tricky. Some have gone as far as to advertise their cigarettes as natural, organic, or low tar. But cigarettes marketed with these terms are not safer, according to a new report out of UC San Diego. It says in Australia and several other European countries, standardized packaging have been used to remove marketing cues that may lead consumers to perceive certain benefits from any one brand. In Australia, cigarette packs are an ugly baby poop color. And in large font, they say things like, smoking kills, smoking causes cancer, and don't let your children breathe your smoke. They prominently display hard to look at, but accurate, photos of what cigarettes do to your body. It takes the focus away from brands and helps consumers really see cigarettes for what they are. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Ace, save on just what you need to take care of your home. Get our coupon at acehardware.com and save 25% on a regular priced item under $50. That's right, 25% off on the product of your choice. And only Ace has the brands you love and the advice you trust. So hurry in and get your 25% savings now through Monday only at your neighborhood Ace. Offer valid with coupon at participating stores through February 26th. Limit 1. Exclusions apply. See coupon.
Diabetes can cause kidney problems that lead to dialysis, neuropathy that can lead to amputation, vision impairment that can lead to blindness, plus heart disease and stroke.
Hi, I'm Corbin Burnson. If you suffer from type 2 diabetes, I have great news for you. Help Your Diabetes, simple yet powerful natural approach, has helped thousands of diabetes sufferers lower their blood sugar and get off their medications, often in a matter of just a few months. Discover how our proven, safe, and natural methods can help you get your health and your life back.
Well, I think it saved my life.
My A1C has gone from a 7.8 to a 5.9.
No, I'm not taking any medication at all. I really feel like this saved my life.
Help Your Diabetes, the all-natural doctor-monitored program for those who suffer from type 2 diabetes, is now available to the public. Learn how you can reverse your diabetes. Call 703-891-9502. The first 20 callers get a free consultation and a free A1C test with results in just minutes. Call now, 703-891-9502. 703-891-9502.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. You have savings and investments, and you're working hard to save for retirement.
Here's good news. Investing doesn't have to be right or wrong, do it or not predicament, and most importantly, you don't have to go it alone. At Edelman Financial, we can help. What are your goals? Are you saving for retirement, second home, college for a child or grandchild? You need to set goals because they determine how you should invest. At Edelman Financial Services, we can help you set those goals and give you a plan to help you achieve them. We've been doing this for more than 30 years for thousands of people just like you, and we've got the experience you need. We have 6 offices throughout Maryland and Northern Virginia, so talk with us. Or you can even get our investment management services online. Just visit rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, let's go over to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, there's been no change, Vince, in the district with this ongoing closure still on 17th Street, all in the vicinity between H and Pennsylvania Avenue, and that entire area just seeing the gridlock. So if you can, I know a lot of you are heading that direction, but 17th Street with that closure jams 18th Street over to 14th or 15th. That does work. Virginia Avenue slow, Pennsylvania Avenue slow, East Street, F Street. So again, expect this to be quite slow. I have a lot of police department activity ongoing with this closure in the stretch there. On to 395 off the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge. We're bunched up heading into town still to the Wilson Bridge before St. Barnabas Road. 2 separate accidents this morning, still bunching up the delays here. 295 north near the Naval Research Lab. Quick note, 66 east at the Beltway, crash to the safety zone. 270 hasn't given up yet out of Clarksburg down to the Beltway. An inner loop, Virginia, Springfield to the Legion Bridge, a slow go. Update is sponsored by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics. Now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home. Free delivery, free meter upgrade. Call the U.S. Medical Supply now, 800-808-5181, 800-808-5181. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Unseasonably warm temperatures for us here again today. Mix of clouds and sun, could see a few showers late. Record high temperatures expected with a high near 80. Rain tonight. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 60 degrees, 8:56 on WMAL.
Everybody has dreams. A fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with travel photos, ticket stubs, and little moments of glory. Keepsake memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn these dreams into reality. University of Maryland University College offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area.
Jumpstart your cyber career with a degree from a respected public state university designated by the NSA and DHS as a center of academic excellence in information assurance education. Study cybersecurity, cyber technology, cyber policy, or digital forensics. Visit umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Hi, Adam Kincaid here, owner of Valor Roofing. And for quite a while now, you've heard me talk about the core principles that Valor Roofing is built upon: honor, respect, and trust. As Valor has become one of the most hired and referred roofers in our region, we continue to receive praise from our customers. 9 out of 10 surveyed gives us 5 stars. On behalf of our entire company, I want to say thank you for trusting Valor to install over 1,200 projects last year. For those of you still in need of a new roof, there's no better time to call. Now through the end of February, when you hire Valor to replace your roof, I'll give the shingles on the backside of your home completely free when you buy them for the front. Plus, you'll get a free upgrade to HD architectural shingles. Help me help our veterans in need through Valor's Raise a Roof for a Vet campaign, which is dedicated to replacing the roof of a local disabled combat vet each quarter. $1 for every bundle of shingles we install goes back to our veterans. Learn more about how we help America's heroes at ValorExteriors.com. Call for your free estimate today, 703-721-4931, or visit ValorExteriors.com.
Imagine owing the IRS $15,000 with no way to pay. That's what Eric faced.
Then he called Optima Tax Relief. Here's Ray Dinnan, Vice President of Resolutions at Optima Tax Relief.
Eric was scared. The IRS had sent him letters saying they were about to take aggressive actions against him. He was worried about his paycheck, his home, his car. Our team at Optima Tax Relief mobilized to protect him. We negotiated with the IRS on Eric's behalf and fought to get the settlement he needed. How'd we do? We got the IRS to accept a deal that resolved Eric's tax debt for $3,500 instead of the $15,000 they originally wanted. Case closed. We're proud to have resolved over $500 million of tax debt for our clients like Eric, and we'd like to help you.
Call Optima Tax Relief to learn how they can help you. Your consultation is free and confidential. Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
A couple people going to CPAC this week, the President of the United States, the Vice President of the United States, and Mary Walter.
Yeah, we're taking this circus on the road.
Quite a trip. And also, I'll be there, and we'll be hanging out at CPAC. So if you're there, stop by and say hello. If you miss it, we'll break it all down for you each morning the rest of the week here.
We'll let you visit us too, Chris Pennett.
You will?
Yes.
That's very nice.
We'll
That's
even give
great.
You a seat at the table.
A seat at the table? That's
yes.
what I've been
we
fighting
have tables?
For all my life at long last, a seat at the table. Once again, boy, a follow-up on Florida and the students and the politicians and a variety of other things and President Trump and a great deal more, of course.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 9. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Breaking news this hour, the Secret Service has evacuated the new executive office building next to the White House due to a suspicious vehicle nearby. Details are still scarce, but traffic on 17th Street Northwest in that vicinity has been impacted, and Jamie will have details on that just ahead. In another breaking story this hour, America's most famous evangelist has died.
I'm going to ask that we all bow our heads in prayer. Every head bowed and every eye closed.
Evangelist Billy Graham passed away early this morning at his home in North Carolina at the age of 99. Graham was a confidant to presidents, a guiding light to generations of American evangelicals, and a globe-trotting preacher who converted millions to Christianity. Well, if everything goes according to their plan, some Montgomery County high school students will be going to Capitol Hill this morning instead of going to class. Students from Montgomery Blair, Bethesda Chevy Chase, and Richard Montgomery High Schools reportedly plan to get up and leave classes in about half an hour and head to Capitol Hill to take part in a rally in support of legislative action on gun violence. In Florida, meanwhile, survivors of last week's high school shooting hope to persuade state lawmakers to strengthen gun laws there. White House Chief of Staff John Kelly is taking steps to block access to top secret information to those who still only have interim security clearances. And that includes President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner.
Behind the scenes, the New York Times reports that Kushner and Kelly are engaged in an internal struggle, with Kushner expressing concern that he's been personally targeted and insisting that he maintain his current level of access to highly classified information.
Correspondent Abby Phillip. Have you heard it's going to be almost 80 degrees today? The summer-like weather in late February already has some cherry blossoms blooming.
This year's Cherry Blossom Festival won't start for another month, but there are some blooms popping up near the Washington Monument. Michael Litteris with the National Park Service says, don't worry, these aren't it.
The one or two that we have here or there, those are likely the autumn flowering cherries, as they're known. They do tend to bloom over the winter if we get a warm spell. Usually it's November, December, not this late.
He says if we keep having warmer days, it could mean peak bloom will come early. Experts are set to give their projection on March 1st. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Prince William County is struggling to keep its firefighters, so County Executive Chris Martino is proposing a pay raise.
Unfortunately, we have experienced a higher rate of turnover in sworn positions, and that's not acceptable.
So Martino is proposing a plan to change how those public safety officers get paid in his latest budget proposal.
We'll be developing pay scales based on years of service.
Changes also include boosting firefighter hours to a 56-hour work week with compensation for those extra hours. But Martino admits it would mean cutting about 88 fire service technician positions. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
For the second time in scarcely a year, D.C. is looking for a new public schools chancellor.
I have accepted the resignation of Antoine Wilson as
as the chancellor of D.C. public schools.
Mayor Muriel Bowser says it became apparent to her that Wilson would not be able to regain the community's trust after it came out that he broke the rules that he wrote to benefit his own daughter. A new poll reveals the extent of the opioid abuse epidemic in Maryland. The Goucher College survey out this morning finds that more than half of Marylanders say they personally know someone who's been addicted. Governor Larry Hogan last year declared the opioid crisis a state of emergency. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,965, the NASDAQ at 72,34. Up next, traffic and weather on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Set up your Amazon Echo to hear Rush weekdays noon to 3.
That's what everybody needs to know.
For one-time setup, say, Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Then to listen, just say, Alexa, open WMAL.
Wow, that's cool.
Details at WMAL.com.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. By now, you've probably heard our commercial for our winter roofing sale. It's our slowest time of the year, and we've got to keep our installers busy. What does that mean for you? You get a fantastic deal on roofing. 50% off all roofing materials, and no interest, no payments until 2019. Robin from Alexandria said, I knew I needed a new roof, but I kept putting it off. At this price, with 0% interest, it was a deal I couldn't pass up. We've installed over 30,000 roofs for homeowners in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. Our master technicians use only the best materials, and every roof comes with a lifetime warranty. Our winter roofing sale ends February 28th. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. 50% off roofing materials and no interest, no payments till 2019.